tuning back into another Matt Steinmade podcast in 10. Here I am with Jack James himself. Hello, mate.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Got a bit of a sore back today.
Oh, it's late.
I actually don't know. Just drove to Queensland and I was a bit sore. And we've got Brock.
How you doing, everyone?
Hey, go Brock. Oh, Brock's a new addition.
Yeah,
I'm
a new Jack.
Very good. So let's get straight into it. Stopwatch on. So I want to talk about the value of negative emotions, because we talk quite often about positive stuff. Be positive, feel good, blah, blah. But we don't always.
Yeah, we don't. The downtimes.
Not always. Yeah, the downtimes. Like, it's funny enough, sometimes you're down more than you are up. Mm. And it's really easy to say, well, yeah, just think good thoughts, Jack. Like when you were having a bit of a time back then. If I said to you, oh, Jack, just think about sunshine and how beautiful it is.
I'd be like,
But you can't, because the gap's too big. So one thing you do have to realize is there's value in negative emotions. Mm. But you've got yourself there somehow. So when you're feeling really like down, disconnected, not great, it's your thought process that's got you there already. And you just got to accept it. Like, you are where you are. You can't change it. The reason you can't feel good all of a sudden is because that emotion is way high. So the emotional guidance scale down the bottom is
depression and
anxiety. Yeah, exactly right.
So overthinking, I think that's definitely one of the bigger ones.
Yeah, 100%. Go Brock.
Yeah,
but down the bottom is, yeah, that depression, anxiety, doubt, fear, anger, all of that. So you can't jump from there to optimism. You can't, but you can slowly do it. But here's the biggest value in a negative emotion. It gives you clarity.
It does.
100%. Gives you clarity. Probably more clarity than it does thinking positively all the time. So when things just aren't going right in your life and you've got big things to deal with, not so good energy, it doesn't feel good, but it really cuts through.
It does.
It makes you feel like, whoa, hang on, what do I actually want? What do I want my life to be?
Makes you evaluate.
Mm. So I think sometimes there's too much talk on positive stuff. There's not enough, I think, understanding around the negative is quite good. Mm. The other thing you need to realize with negative stuff is it's got momentum to it. So like, as I said before, you've thought your way there. So something's happened, you're going, bugger, that's crap. Thinking about it half the day, building momentum, thinking about it more, have a fight with your wife, then you feel crap, you go to bed, you wake up, you're thinking about the fight, then the day goes, it just keeps going. And it just has so much momentum. But you can't change that momentum unless you slow it first. Yeah, so like the more you think about it, the more you get, the faster it goes.
Yeah.
Yep, it's like putting the brakes on in your car if you're going 130 k's an hour. Yeah. What's the effect?
Take a long time.
Or it's like, bang, crash.
Yeah.
And that's when people have burnouts. That's when people have like, I can't get out of bed. I'm just like, nothing's functioning. Mm. It's exactly like that. So it's like, bang. So my suggestion is understand the negative emotions, be cool with them, almost see it as an invitation to maybe find the next level. You know, like we did a video a while, Jack, on just after you have a breakdown, you have a breakthrough.
Yeah.
So it could be just the thing that you need. You know how we set goals and we go, I want to earn $1 million a year, whatever it is for you. I want to earn $1 million a year. Sometimes you have to become that person first. So the challenges, the challenges are like your gym. Those challenges, those breakdowns, that negative emotion, those things, they're the things that make you stronger.
They are.
Yeah, it's like going to war, but no one's shooting each other. But you go see a general who's done 4 wars, they've been to battle, they've survived. How do you feel when you look at that guy? Or girl, I don't know, are they girl generals? But
yeah,
it's like, but how do you feel when you look at someone, they speak to you and they've been to 4 wars?
You hear the experience in their voice.
Yeah, there's something different. It's a matured, it's like an experienced point of view. So that could be just your thing. If you're listening to this right now and, you know, life is really testing you, like you're in the washing machine right now, I always try and move my mind to, there's definitely something good coming out of this.
Yeah.
Like 100% there's something good coming out of this. Probably better than if it stayed as it was before.
The trials before the victory.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a saying where it's like a bow and arrow. If you pull a bow and arrow backwards, the only way to shoot an arrow out of a bow is to pull it backwards. So you have to think of your life, I guess, as you're being pulled backwards, and eventually the resistance will kind of break, and then you'll be shot forwards into success wherever you want to be. So that's how I think of it.
There you go.
I go through options. Yeah, that's a saying that I've lived with for a while now.
Yeah, good work. Go Brock.
This is
a Brock podcast. But it's true. Yeah. I never even thought about it that way. But it is the resistance. So where are you at right now? You might be listening to this and thinking, nah, life's cool, good, you're in the high zone or whatever. That's fantastic. That's great. Just keep going there. But how do you find that next level? Like, the resistance to step up the stair. Like, that's probably... Can I read you one?
Yeah.
I had this... I haven't got my glasses on, but I had this message from a girl the other night. And she said, it's a long Instagram message, and it's a good example. You can see how long it is there. Like, it's all this. But she's basically saying she's totally stuck in life. I won't read it all, it's too long. But she's saying she's so stuck. Right now, her life is exactly that. Mm-hmm. Like, the negative momentum is so strong, she can't move.
Yeah.
She doesn't feel like she wants to get up. She doesn't know what she wants to chase.
Like,
she doesn't
paralyzed.
Totally not loving it at home. Doesn't even want to hang with the kids. Like, in that space.
Yeah, bad spot.
Yeah, totally. Bad but good. Mm-hmm. Is it bad but good? Mm-hmm. You know, like, think about it. I said to her, we spoke for a little bit, and I said, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, I'm not going to fix her. But that's when you sort of go, all right, why are you like that?
Why is it happening?
What's got you there? Once you accept it and go, well, something has, and now what do you want? And we worked it out by the end that she doesn't like a marriage.
Yeah, well.
She doesn't like a marriage. Like, and I said, well, until you sort of sort that out, it's not going to change. What do you want from that?
Yeah.
And then slowly start, slow it, and then slowly start building it. Unless you slow the momentum, you can't change the outcome.
Yeah.
Don't keep whinging about it. Don't keep focused on it. Don't even, if you've had an argument with somebody and it's building and building and building, just pay it no attention almost. And feel when you start to get centered. And then start to slowly think about, you won't be able to think about all of a sudden I want to go conquer the world, but what do you want tomorrow to be like?
Making it better every day.
Little bit. So, and you can start to feel that your energy move a little bit to the better side. Generally though, don't start getting so specific like, I want to buy a house next year.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about that stuff. Just, I want to feel a bit better tomorrow. I actually like my life.
Yeah.
I like where things are at right now, where I live. It's really clean air here.
Yeah.
The beach is beautiful. I have time to go to the beach. I have great people around me. You can feel the energy start to move that way. And when you start to move it in a positive direction with momentum, then start to get specific. Then set a goal about the house. Then set a goal about how much you want to earn. Then decide how far you want to go in life. I think if you do that, you'll start to see negative emotion as an invitation to look for the next level.
Yeah.